This is Mick Warhurst on ABC Radio.
You know him as the Fresh Prince of Arnhem Land, Danzel Baker, a.k.a. Baker Boy. He performs high-energy rap and dance, an extraordinary performance if you ever get the chance to see him. He performs in his Yolngu Matta language, and he's using his talent to inspire Indigenous youth to embrace their culture. And in doing so, well, got an award this year that I'm so pleased to see that he got, because he's been doing some great work and really changing things. Young Australian of the Year, please welcome Danzel Baker Boy. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
How did it feel to win that incredible award and have that acknowledgement?
Well, I was overwhelmed, really proud and honoured to be the Young Australian of the Year. It felt like I was in outer space and this alien feeling, like really, really amazing feeling. Yeah, as soon as they called my name, I was so freaked out. I didn't know what to do, so I danced my way up to the stage. and then I had all the family couldn't stop calling me for, like, for the next 3 days and, like, congratulating me and stuff. And, yeah, I feel blessed to be, you know, a younger man from Arnhem Land and to represent my mob from Arnhem Land and stuff. And to achieve a big award like Young Australian of the Year is... it's unbelievable, and it's pretty amazing.
It is, isn't it? Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And like I said, well deserved, because you've been touring around the country, and every time you perform, people fall in love with what you do.
Yeah.
Tell us about what it is that you do, what your goal was originally, and what Baker Boy has become.
Well, I think it's because of going through remote communities around Australia. I used to work for Indigenous hip-hop projects. I used to go around remote communities and encourage through schools, talk about how important education is, talk about healthy lifestyles, and having that courage to take the next step and leave the community and chase your dreams and goals and make it come reality. So I've been doing that for the last 4 years, and I kind of got the influence from Indigenous hip-hop projects. There was sometimes I'd do like a music project with the community, and that's when I started kind of like falling in love with music and stuff. So from there, it got to me, so I started writing my own raps in Yolngu Matta, and then from there it started getting better. So then I showed Dion, which is one of the bosses for the Indigenous Hip Hop Projects, and then he goes, "Wow, this is amazing, let's put it in record." So we went into the studio, recorded it, and then Kian comes out of nowhere and then just writes the hook, because we're trying to find the hook. He writes in the chorus, puts it in there, we put it out, and then he just goes wild. And from there, it's, the rest is history and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. You made it a goal originally, though, to sing in and speak in language.
Well, the original, my first... thing before I started rapping and stuff was going through my communities and teaching dance and stuff, and also like being there and talking about, you know, to the Indigenous kids and non-Indigenous kids throughout the community around Australia, remote communities and the cities and stuff, and like talk about how important culture and language is, and how, like, we can keep it strong by just communicating and, like, tell the stories about what the ancestors used to do, like, go hunting and stuff. Yeah, and then, like, teach them a few languages and stuff. And then from there, it's kind of like, oh, I need to do more than this thing. And then, yeah, Indigenous Hill Projects, fall in love with music, started making music mixed with language. It's another way of me kind of being on stage and teaching how important keeping language strong is.
Yeah, it is International Year of Indigenous Language, and I see so many more artists doing it now. That must be really exciting for you to see that the younger generation have embraced their tradition and their culture.
Yeah.
And then now feeling more confident to put it in song. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's really important, because if you learn about those Indigenous cultures, languages and stuff, and then you know more Australia.
Yeah. What about dance? That was where you started, and it was very important to you. What did it give you as a kid, and how do you see it connecting with other young kids?
So my dad, and my uncle, my dad's brother, the original Baker Boys, and they introduced hip-hop to the whole Arnhem Land back in the 80s. And
so they're responsible.
Yeah.
That's
basically
great.
Yes. Yeah, and then I kind of got the influence of dancing because of my dad, and so he was my idol. I've always wanted to dance and stuff, so I've been seeing him perform many times throughout the community and stuff, and it's pretty cool. So I wanted to do the same, and yeah, from there I started dancing and grew up dancing, went to a performing arts school, studied there for a year in Brisbane, ACPA, Aboriginal Centre for the Performing Arts. Studied there for a year, did dancing, did acting lessons and singing lessons as well. A year later, I started working for Indigenous Hip Hop Project, so I moved down to Melbourne, stayed here for the next 4 years.
But it seems to be something that connects everybody, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be like an entry level that everybody can get involved in as well. And then you've just raised it the next level by doing hip hop and rap over the top and coming up with some great music. You've got a new record coming our way this year in August, is that right?
Yes.
And Cool As Hell, the new track, which is just fabulous. Bit of a change in direction too. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. What are you trying to do with the new stuff?
I'm just trying to experiment some stuff and tell story in a different way. Heaps of people got different styles of listening to music and stuff. So I want to reach out to people that haven't been listening to my tracks and stuff.
Yeah. Did you work with Fundamentals on this new one?
Yes, I have.
And what are they like to work
with? They were so cool.
What did they bring to you that you were looking for but then you found it?
They kind of inspired me for doing some producing or like also getting into probably doing play some instruments and stuff, because they can just pick up a guitar or just go into like a keyboard and start playing, and I'm just like, oh man, I wish I could do that. I can only play iraki, which is didgeridoo.
That is very cool, but they can't do that.
Well, yeah, beautiful humans, really amazing to work with, and yeah, super chilled, and yeah.
What's next for you? Do you plan world domination? Because, I mean, you've gone from dancing to rapping to making music to killing it on stage to Australian of the Year. Are there international dreams? Do you plan to take it overseas?
Well, I've always wanted to perform outside of, like, Australia and stuff, so it'd be really cool. And I haven't been to, like, the United States and all those places, Africa and stuff, and yeah, would love to go there and do some performances or something.
Yeah.
And tell my story.
That's fantastic. Some performers say that it's hard sometimes being on the road and living this lifestyle and then going back home, say to Arnhem Land, and, and then going back to that lifestyle. Have you have you had many issues with that, sort of bridging those two worlds?
I went back home end of last year, got to see all the family and stuff, and yeah, everyone's like always super excited to see me.
Aww.
When I went there, I had like the whole family kind of wait at the airport for me with my name on a piece paper. When I jump out of the plane, it's just like, welcome home, Denzel Baker, aka Baker Boy. And I was just like, oh no, here we go. And the family's there and just like cheering me on, giving me kisses and photos. And it was good to see all the family and then hang out and see all the familiar faces, some new faces. Yeah, it's pretty cool when get to, you know, go to fishing and stuff, and I love that.
Yeah,
I love going fishing since I live in the island, so I love going to fishing and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, going back home was, it feels not calmer, a bit quieter, less traffic, and less people. Everyone in the island is pretty much I know. And but then coming to Melbourne, it's just it just feels like another world and stuff. And but it's pretty cool because here in Melbourne kind of like keeps me occupied with like work and stuff, where when I go back home, I'm just super chill. I just want to lay back and just enjoy, you know, the breeze, the sunset, sunrise. Just the island vibes. Yeah.
Good for you. Very good for you. But look, you've managed to, you know, broach both worlds very successfully. So congratulations. Baker Boy is with me and he's about to go out on the road for the Cool As Hell tour, which kicks off April 5 in Melbourne. and include shows in Newcastle, Sydney, Alice Springs, and finally the Boomerang Festival within Byron Bay's Blues Festival. Let's talk about Cool as Hell. The film clip's got your brother and your father
yes.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you managed to get them involved.
Well, if I can get like a couple of dancers from Arnhem, then who would it be? And I was like, well, my little brother always humbugged me that he wanted to be on the clip because he missed out on the Cloud Nine and the Mariuna film clip. So I said, okay, I will get you to come for the next film clip if that happens. So then I was thinking of him, and then I was like, okay, I'll bring him along. And then Dad was like, nah, I'm coming then. I have to look after Adam. I was like, okay, then go on then, Dad. And then so they both came, and it's pretty cool. Well, Dad pretty much was already in Melbourne, I think 2 weeks before the actual film shoot day, because he's got his own little company going around, One Up on Furnitures, and they're doing pretty amazing jobs.
What do they do?
They do, like, furnitures with, like, traditional stories and art and making furnitures with indigenous stories behind it and stuff. So it's pretty cool. But, yeah, he was doing that, and then I kind of like, since you're here, do you want to stay for like the next couple of days with me, and then we'll go shoot a film to my new single? And he's like, okay, might as well. And then I was like, oh, but I need one more, so I'm going to get Adam. Dad pretty much just said, okay, I'll look after him. And then Adam came. So Adam's my little brother.
Yeah.
And then we all went to Sydney, and then we started performing my little brother's first time in a big city.
Oh, he's, wow. He would have been freaking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so his eyes
were I remember my first time in a big city. And I was like, and that was Adelaide, which we now know is, you know, it's not the biggest of cities, but yeah. I was like, whoa, look at these skyscrapers and stuff.
Yeah, so he was just like mind blown. So his eyes were just like big and just googled up, and he's like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we went to Sydney for the New Year's Eve performance at the Opera House, and then, yeah, performed there, and then I get to see my little brother enjoy and film the fireworks and stuff.
Oh,
it was
fantastic.
Pretty cool. So that the film shoot day was pretty hectic, but so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It was pretty cool. And then
Did you work with your family well? Did you, like, communicate well, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad basically missed my little brother because haven't seen him actual like being in the zone of dancing and stuff. So it was the first time seeing him in ages. So it was really cool to see. And yeah, it got me really pumped up and
that's good.
Super excited.
That's great. That's great news. Well, do you want to? We're going to play the song from Baker Boy. Denzel, thank you so much for coming in today. We will play Cool as Hell. The video clip, of course, you can see his brother Adam and Dad having a dance on there too. It's pretty cool. Cool as Hell, what does this mean to you? What was this song inspired by?
Cool as Hell is when you listen to music and you just go, wow, this is cool as hell. You get into the feeling of the music. You just want to get into the zone and stuff. And it's also about, like, when you listen to music, it gives you, like, a lot of emotions, different style of music, different genres. And sad music makes you cry. Love songs make you feel miss someone or you feel loved, or dance music makes you want to dance, you know, like all that stuff, and chill music just want to make you chill and all that stuff. Basically, it's pretty much like that. So, marakap, basically.
Marakap, what does that mean?
Marakap. It means that something that you love and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Marakap. Well, we're going to hear Cool as Hell right now. Baker Boy, thank you so much.
No, thank you.